as we open up to present, as we open up to delight, we ask each to establish grace. We ask each to establish kindness for self. You see, you were learning the new ropes. You were learning the new roadmap and guide, yes? And so there may be a time or two where you will stop and pause, reevaluate, slow down, but then you will press forward. This is what we are attesting to your brilliance, to your majesty, to your love. We ask you, therefore, to commit to the higher heart, to remember in truth, in all moments, you are actualizing your destiny. There is no wrong turn. It may feel like a bump. It may feel like a complete stop. It may feel like a turnaround. But in fact, you are pressing forward. You are learning how to discern grace. You are learning how to discern freedom. You are learning how to discern your highest attunement, your highest spokesman of the true ascended self. And so perhaps there is a little bit of dust. Perhaps there is an acquittal that is due you. Perhaps you need to let go and release old exterior, old values, old emotions. Perhaps it is a tear or two. Perhaps it is a healthy scream. Whatever occurs, understand that it is your destiny on your way to the finish line. It is important, therefore, that you begin to materialize, begin to bring forth the bigger picture of your goal. Your goal is not the end result of the moment or even the day. The goal is establishing grace by and by, and that you are doing beautifully. We ask you, therefore, to see yourselves as heroes, to see yourselves as one of a very brave nature. That bravery, that courage, that commitment, that is what is enabling your stride to continue to advance, to let go, and to bring in the higher energies. Now, as we offer you this highest claim, as we offer you fulfillment, we understand that you have places of uncertainty. We understand what is to be next. And we ask you to take a bow, a curtsy, ahead of time and realize what is next is your destiny. You see, some of you have concerns. It is not stable. It is not like yesteryear. It is not what I planned. And we say, oh boy, do we have news for you? Because in the midst of the challenge, in the midst of the to and fro, you are bringing forth higher vibrations. You are bringing forth higher wisdom. You are letting go of the old simply because it matters no longer. And you are opening up in delight. We ask you, therefore, to claim this. We ask you, therefore, to be in charge of your ascended grace. Because as you will bring forth your own provisions, as you will realize at last that you indeed are the master, well, in fact, all is ready for your acquittal. All is ready for your advancement. So the signaling that is coming forth, oh my gosh, the energy, what I'm literally seeing is your higher selves. And if you could each of us understand the power, the beauty, the majesty. When I say majesty, I really mean that. I mean, like, think of the energy or force of like Cleopatra or someone that you would think of as like having strong presence, having strong abilities. That's what I'm experiencing for each of us. So the more that we can permit ourselves to align with that truth, align with that rhythm, align with that certainty, that's the point, to have the certainty that no matter what arrives, no matter how, like, you got to look at it upside down to figure out how to make sense of it, that there's this certainty within self that you will find the right way to approach it, that you will find what to do with the next set of circumstances, whether it's outer circumstances or your own memories, your own afflictive emotions, whatever it is. But when we bring, and this is what they're reminding us of, and I've got this, I don't think it's Shekmet, but maybe Bast? It's feline, and she's a goddess, and it's not Shekhmet, so it's got to be Bast, I guess. So what she's showing is our repertoire. That's what we want to really feel, to know that in the midst of uncertainty, in the midst of not knowing what to do in your next step. And again, not only are they talking about like the topsy-turvy world out there, but just in terms of the accelerated presence. So what I mean by that is like the energies that are coming up for us to discern, for us to release, for us to disengage with. So the old history, the old scripts, everything needs to come up to be put in its proper placement. So the more we can receive ourselves as a true goddess, the more that we can receive ourselves as a true goddess, we then have the affordability to open up to our vast repertoire. In other words, to know that in all moments, we are ascending. We are ascending into higher consciousness, into higher grace, no matter what occurs, no matter what arrives. The more that we can have that consent, the more that we can have that privilege, the more that we can have that follow through, it's like full speed ahead, full speed ahead. It's like not a problem no matter what arrives. So the energies that are coming forth are for our grandest claim, are for our grandest vision, are for our heavenly consent, to make it like affordable. When I say affordable, I don't mean by money, but like to make it easy to align with that courage, to align with that strength, to align with that all-knowing richness. Now, when I've got richness, I literally have like a treasure chest or a cave. It's actually a cave now. And I've got this genie that just arrived with all these riches. So it's really symbolic of the fact that all that we need is present. All that we need is present. So, and they're going cha-ching, cha-ching. So the more that we can relax into that knowing and claim that all that we need, everything that we need to solve every step of the way, and to just relax, what we do is we move into that second tier, and I've got Mary Magdalene stepping forth. We move into that second tier where we invite our richness. There's Mary Magdalene. So we invite our richness. We invite our heavenly consent. We invite our full fantasy. In other words, that it can be ours tomorrow. And they're showing me the healing card. Gosh, I have not seen that card in a long time. I've seen the card that says heal, that's a male, but this is the female. And the colors, the healing colors around her, it's just, looks like the Northern Lights, like all those beautiful colors. But it's not just that it looks beautiful, it's like this energetic presence. And Mother Mary's here, and it's like she's presenting us this wisdom. This wisdom that we've carried, this wisdom that we've known of for the ages. And so it's like our time of accelerated knowing and presence where we wake up to that inner voice, that inner chamber, that inner station. So, oh gosh, it's like this order of sacred union that we are aligning with. And so with that, it's like all our answers are there. So our job is to permit ourselves to receive, to relax, to let go, and to commune with that essence of grace, our true understanding, our true worth, our true entitlement, our true knowing. And they're saying to stand tall. And so what they mean by that is like to receive that in full expanse. In other words, to graduate and to have it be like your second nature. your second nature. Like, it's just always there. You don't have to fumble for it. You don't have to look. You just claim it. You just claim it. So they're literally, it's so cute. It's like they're tying wrists. So it would be like Mary Magdalene and myself, and like there's rope tying our wrists together. And it's just symbolic that we go two by two. In other words, that we're solidified, like we're established. Like we're established where this secure setting, this like sisterhood, is here in this sacred space and providing us with wisdom and knowledge to make all things right, to make all things apparent. So again, it's like the energies, the offerings, the extension is coming through to bring forth our highest claim, our highest acquittal. Yeah, here, it's like every master, every female master just seems to be marching in today. Now, there's a reason for that. It's like they all bring forth, they're saying like heavenly change, but like attributes of the divine, attributes of the divine. So just like there are masters that hold different rays, God rays, that it's like when you become a master or you hold that master energy, you have a soul signature. I don't want to say a specialty, but it kind of feels that way. So the point being, and they're showing me like the many colors that we have access, they're saying through and through, to all provisions. All provisions, so whatever we need will arrive. Whatever we need will arrive. And again, it's like I still have like the wrist tied. It's so cute. But the point being is to feel that good favor, to feel that richness, to feel that consent, to feel that it's alignment, but it's like commitment. That's what I want to say. To know that there are those in the higher realm, indeed, including our higher self, our master self, that are committed. They're saying committed by and by, committed by and by. So the more that we establish this, the more that we find ourselves to be praiseworthy, the more that we come into excellence, we hold that entitlement, we hold that claim, we hold that evolved union. And so that union draws energy in, it draws life in, it draws access in beyond our normal consciousness. And that's what's extending. That's what is preceding us, is the enriched consciousness, the enriched allowance. So that it's like I literally see like this golden halo over each of us. So the idea is that through that energy, through that awareness, we access greater knowledge, we access greater truth. And with this, we grow in intention. In other words, it's like we let bygones be bygones. We let the old cast away, fall away. We hold that higher sense of purpose, entitlement, knowledge, where our steps are guided. Our steps are guided because, again, we're following the higher path. We're following higher knowledge. And so, in essence, we're traveling on, they're saying, like a road unseen. So it's like not the road of 3D. And so we make this possible as we will endure. And so, in other words, as we unite, as we, when I say claim, it's more of a acknowledgement. That's what I want to say. Like acknowledgement of what already is, because it's already there. But the more that we acknowledge what already is, we bypass the passage of time. In other words, we drop the need for time. So as the energies are offered, as the energies are brought forth, it's for us to allow, it's for us to permit, it's for us to proceed. Gosh, I just keep seeing all these light beings coming to Earth right now, and all these spacecraft, you know, just like, it's very, very busy, very, very busy indeed. So this is where it's like we'll be teleported in consciousness. It's not so much if you recognize that your body has gone somewhere, it's much more practical to allow your consciousness to be heavenly exchanged, to be lifted up, to be one in to coincide with that higher awareness. So that's what's being offered. I literally see us. It's like we're on both sides of the veil. And so we're attending to the orchestration of light. We're attending to that new evaluation and allowing ourselves like to get an early press release. So again, it's receiving the energies, it's receiving the offering, it's receiving the wisdom for us to know the truth, to know the way, to know the path. And as we proceed with love, as we proceed with joy, as we proceed with in harmony, we open up to a new reality. And that's what we're learning to hold, because as there is a wee bit of fear energy in our midst, what we're doing is learning. It's sort of like learning how to play an instrument, and just like listening to your own music, listening to your own symphony. So it's a little bit of a repetitive motion. So if you think about the beginning of the message, it's like to see it all as good, count it all as good. They're showing me like a fairy godmother. In other words, don't count your days as empty. Whatever's going on, what we're doing is very significant. And it's not always easy. It's not always easy at first try, second try, because it's sort of like in the midst of energies that are really like the waves are really lapping at you now. They're really, really lapping. In the midst of it, you're asserting your good value. You're asserting, it's almost like, you know, Jesus in the boat and the waves are going and he's laying there meditating in peace. So it takes a bit of proficiency. It takes a bit of accuracy to land that, to establish that. And so what's surfacing is all those places where normally it would get the best of us. It's like, oh yeah, here I go into fear. Here I go into whatever. And so it's there to test us, but not to test us so we fail, to test us in preparation, to test us in preparation. So it's very essential that we reframe or we frame each moment in terms of its steadiness. So if you can remember, you're learning how to walk in steadiness. You're learning how to retrieve the higher value in steadiness. So that means there may be moments when you're not too steady. And to embrace that offering, to embrace that, like that environment they're saying, but to see the bigger picture, to see the bigger picture and to embrace yourself with love. Because that's what they're offering to us. And so sometimes we get a little lost in those emotions. So again, to embrace ourselves, whatever I said, I can't remember now, to embrace ourselves in good favor. In English, how we perceive ourselves as we demonstrate faithfulness, as we walk into the light. Excuse me. So now is the time of true beginnings. Now is the time of true offerings. Now is the time of true establishment. So as we seal this activation, we hold it in thanks. Thanks for the partnership as we are one with these masters of grace, including our Master Self, knowing that all things are working for the greater good. And as we bring this to our own alignment, we offer this vibration to all of humanity, that all may tap into the higher currency, the higher offering, the higher establishment. And we see these energies opening up doors for ourselves, opening up extensions of allowance. So wherever we were still abiding by impoverished consciousness, we're seeing these energies showing us new ways, new beliefs, new opportunities, new delights. Let's just take a moment to anchor that in. It's so interesting what appears. I'll just tell you how this works. Someone I have not seen since I was, and there they are, receiving the energy, receiving the offering. No separation. It's beautiful. All right, it is a short offering today, small group. It's so funny, I said small group in terms of linear, but the funny thing is it doesn't feel that way energetically, because my linear mind's like, oh, small group. But in my heart, it's like powerful group, because when I tune into the power of the union, of the oneness of us right now, it is... It's so substantial. If we can receive that, and I just mean that so sincerely, it's like we will never turn back. We will never second guess ourselves again. I mean, it's just there. And so the idea is that it's anchoring in and anchoring in and anchoring in. And so again, the more that we dismiss charges against self, the more that we really bring forth that acquittal and reframe as you receive yourself, as you perceive yourself, to keep reframing it in the true perspective. In English, seeing it the way the masters are seeing it as they attend to us step by step, to receive ourselves in love, receive ourselves in establishment. So much love to each of you. So good to see you. Mwah. One day I'll see you in physical again. But until then, in my heart, always. All right, so the attunements are back. And again, we had some technical difficulties yesterday. So tomorrow we have group at 12, and then we'll have attunement again tomorrow at 7. So much, much love to all. Many, many, many blessings.